Shanti. Today Bab Dada is happy to see all his children from all four directions. Baba knows that each child of his, even if he is last in the list of effort makers, he is the most fortunate soul in the whole world. Why is he that? Because he has recognized the bestower of fortune, Father. As you have become the direct children of the bestower of fortune, no soul has ever claimed such a fortune till now in the whole Kalpa, and nor will he ever claim it. No one else in the whole world can be as much wealthy and prosperous as you become. However much wealthy one may be, he may be a multi-millionaire. However,
casarnos con el que viendo la dana.
No one's wealth can be compared with the treasures you receive. Because you children claim an income of multi-millions at every step. Therefore, even if you take even a few steps in the Father's remembrance, during the whole day too, each step you take makes you earn multi-millions, then how many multi-millions you earn during the whole day? Could there be anyone else who could earn that many multi-millions during the whole day? This is why Bap Dada says, therefore, if you want to see a most fortunate soul, or if you want to see the richest soul in the world, see the children of the Father. See Baba's children. It's not only physical wealth that you possess, you have much more than those wealthy people. They have just riches in the form of physical wealth, but you have so many unlimited treasures. Don't you know the list of your treasures? Physical wealth is nothing great. But You have the treasures of knowledge, virtues, powers, the treasure of happiness, by showing the path of peace and happiness to others, the treasure of blessings which you get from others, all these are imperishable treasures. Which no one else has got or will get. It's only you, God's children, who receive these treasures. Baba is of such children like you who have so many treasures. This is spiritual pride which Baba has. Because on seeing his children, fully accomplished, prosperous in all treasures, that he keeps singing, "Wah, my children, wah, how great my children are." Aren't you also proud of yourselves? Don't you also have that much spiritual intoxication? Say yes. You can just raise one hand to say, and they don't understand again. Baba, when Baba says, clap with one hand, which means just raise your hand. And Baba says, why do you give trouble to both your hands? Just raise one hand only. Baba says, why do you give trouble to both hands of yours? So just raise one hand. Don't you know how to clap with one hand? Do you know? Oh yes, now everyone is raising his hand, waving at Baba. This is the clap of one hand. Everything of the Brahmins is unique. Brahmins are the ones who love peace, silence, and therefore your clap of silence is good. Thank you.
lasciato. Samico.
All of you, have the intoxication, and it will continue in the future also. This is confirmed. Bab Dada keeps noticing how fast you children are moving forward, whether in service or in your efforts. Dada always wishes to see each child of his in a state of liberation in life. Because you have challenged everyone, haven't you, that come and claim the inheritance of liberation from life and liberation in life from the Father. But you will say that you have already claimed the inheritance of liberation from life, liberation in life, haven't you? You already have claimed it, haven't you? So those sitting at the back are raising their hand very quickly, even. It is very good. In Satyug or in the soul world, you will not be able to get the experience of mukti or jivan mukti, inheritance, but the experience of mukti and jivan mukti, inheritance, is felt only now at Sangam Yug. This is the time when you can experience both. Jivan Mukti means whilst alive, in spite of the situations becoming more and more sensitive day by day, in spite of the problems increasing, in spite of people becoming more and more impure in a double way, physically and spiritually, but you children are free from all that. You experience liberation that is, you experience that you are free from all problems, such sensitive situations, even whilst you are in living form. Therefore, let there be no bondage experienced by you, because you have to become completely liberated in life. Now, Baba wants to know whether you are already liberated in life or will you become that only at the end. Are you going to experience it now? Are you experiencing it now already, or will you experience that only at the end? Those who think that they will experience liberation in life only at the end and not now, so those who think they're already liberated, that is, we have become and we will definitely become liberated in life. Well, Baba is also saying two ways, liberated already or going to experience liberation. And then they raise their hands. So Baba says, yes, you are raising your hand. That is, you want to prove you are very clever. You are trying to say that you are and you will also become. Actually, Baba is now going to tell you very clearly. Therefore, attention please. Baba is definitely going to make every Brahmin child free from all bondages through whichever method, but Baba has to make everyone bondageless, free from all bondages. You are very clever, aren't you? You understand these things very well. Yeah. anyway, you will have to become bondageless. You have to free yourselves from all bondages, even if you want it or not, whether you like it or not, you will have to free yourself from all bondages. Then what will you do? See? That means Mohini Behn is telling Baba, Baba, we become free right now. And Baba is telling Mohini Behn, gulab jamun in your mouth then. Free right now. Gulab jamun in everyone's mouth? Yes, did you all get the gulab jamun in your mouth? That means, has your mouth been sweetened? But this gulab jamun is only for those who say that we are liberated right now. Hall is looking very beautiful. And Baba has changed the topic. This hall is looking very beautiful. It looks like so many garlands. And if you look from here, from the stage, you will feel it, that there are like garlands around. Has the rosary of those sitting on the sofas become ready? Sofas and chairs, those who are sitting on the sofas and chairs, Baba is telling them, is your rosary ready? Well, just as you have taken the chair now, or you have received it, you've got a seat on a chair or on the sofa. So too, when Bap Dada will blow the whistle at the right moment, that now sit on the chair of Jivan Mukti. You will sit at that time also, won't you? Now, of course, you may sit on this chair. It doesn't mean that those who are sitting on the floor are not going to claim the chair. Well, Baba is receiving vibrations from those sitting on the floor. Then what about us? So Baba is saying, it's not that those who are sitting on the floor in this hall are not going to claim the chair. But to actually sit on the floor means it's a sign of doing tapasya. And those sitting on the floor are so happy. They have renounced the chair and are sitting on the floor. So sitting on the floor is a sign of tapasya. It's a sign of good health. So it's a sign of health. It's a sign of tapasya. And through tapasya, you receive wealth in the form of all treasures. So where there's health, where there is wealth, there is automatically happiness too. So it's good. You are healthy, you are wealthy. Thank you. today Bap Dada was see that children were actually going through three stages, or there were three stages of the children.
Purusharthi, usme.
One was that children. Were effort makers, in which some were also fast effort makers. So one stage was of effort maker children. And in that some fast effort makers, and the second type of children had the stage in which they were in a state of Jivan Mukt already. They were experiencing Jivan Mukt stage right now already. Is actually a stage in which one is in the body and still experiences the stage of bodilessness. Bodilessness. So one stage of the children was that children were effort makers, even fast effort makers. In this category there were many children. In the second category was the stage of those children who were experiencing Jivan Mukt stage. They were reaping the fruit of their efforts. That is, they were getting the reward already of their efforts in the form of praise, as they were very good speakers, they had very good centers. Or they were instrumental for one particular service, which was their speciality. So this but actually such an experience is not reaping the fruit of efforts. It's only a lift which Baba gives to some children, so that they have a special role in service. It is a lift for them so that they may move forward. It is a method whereby they claim blessings from souls. But actually reaping the fruit or the reward means true Jivan Mukt stage. That is, they are free from all bondages. You show a picture, don't you? How an ordinary human being of today who is ignorant of himself and the Father is bound by so many strings, so many ropes. That is, he is in complete bondage. Well, that is a symbol of a totally ignorant person. Those bondages are like thick chains of bondages. But for jnani souls, knowledgeable souls, there are very subtle strings of bondages. Those strings which look very attractive, they are not like the thick chains which are visible externally, but they are very subtle. And they are royal to
personality, feel karne wale bhi hai.
They are strings which make you feel that, you know, you are people of personality.
Dekhne bhi
hai. But those strings are not visible. The threads are very subtle. For example, they feel that they are very good. They are very good. Actually, they are not that very good, but they feel that they are very good. They say, we are very good. We are moving forward very well. So Baba was noticing that these subtle strings or threads of bondages actually made majority of the children experience bondage in life rather than liberation in life. Whether it was one string or many strings, but even then they were actually experiencing bondage in life. But there were very, very few souls who were completely liberated. Therefore, Bab Dada was noticing
Okay.
according to the different stages Baba mentioned. The second stage was the stage of Jivan Mukt, that is freedom or liberation in life. And the third stage is the stage in which the soul is completely bodiless, totally detached from everything. And for experiencing this stage, you need a lot and lot of attention. All children ask, Baba, Baba, what will happen in the year 1999? What should we do? What should we do and what should we not do? They ask this question from Baba as 1999 approaches. So Bap Dada gives the answer. Bap Dada says, you know, in Hindi there is a saying that do not entangle yourself in the cycle or circle of 99, because 99 is a very tricky number, you know, it's neither over 100 nor is it very less than 100, it's very close to 100. So there's a saying in Hindi, free yourself from this cycle of 99. So Baba says, forget this year 1999. Instead, just make deep efforts whatever situations are coming and are also are going to come in the future. You need to have more and more practice of being bodiless. You need more and more practice of being bodiless. Baba is repeating the sentence. This is why you have to leave everything. Do not question what will happen, what will happen. Hope this doesn't happen, hope that doesn't happen. Leave these questions and instead continue to practice becoming more and more bodiless. So that no situation or any adverse problem puts an influence over you. Whether it is even a situation in which all the five elements try to shake you, all the five elements may try to shake you. But a soul who has the practice of becoming bodiless will remain completely unshakable, immovable, and will pass with honor. And everything will pass away, but he will remain like Brahma Father, unshakable, and will pass with honor. That is, he will become a proof of Brahma Baba by passing with honor. That is, he will set an example as Brahma Baba did. Baba keeps on signaling you from time to time, and he will continue to do it. You children, do think of what you have to do. You also make plans of what you should do, what you have to do. But so continue to do that. But do not make plans with the thought of what will happen, that is, having surprises in your mind. No, just become a detached observer and make plans. Think about what you will do, make plans, but as a detached observer, that is, you think and make plans, and then within a second make your intellect plain again. In this way, make your stage also plain instantly. Immediately after making the plan, just become detached in a second. This is what is needed now, this bodiless stage. Will enable you to cross those adverse situations very easily, just as clouds come and they disappear. Similarly, if you are in your bodiless stage and are unshakable, immovable, you will feel that everything is passing away like a game.
Last
the moment you think of what will happen at the last moment, but instead you should think of your last stage, not the last situation. You should think of your last stage. Bap Dada keeps on receiving the news of the wonderful service you have been doing. All of you are serving from the heart very, very tirelessly, and therefore Baba congratulates the tireless servers. You are serving with great zeal and enthusiasm. And in the future too, you have to continue this type of service. But make sure that you also maintain a balance of service and self stage, because sometimes either service side becomes heavier and sometimes self-stage side becomes heavier, but it should be equilibrium, both should be equal. So continue to do as much service you can. Baba will never stop you from doing service. Do more and more service. But always maintain a balance between the two and move forward. Yes, you have to make efforts for having a good self stage, and service is happening automatically. This is why the side of service on the scale is little bit heavier, but the side of self stage is not that powerful, that strong, and that's why that side goes higher, rises, and the service side is heavier and that goes down. But Baba wants that you maintain a proper balance. Also continue to claim, take blessings from the Brahmin family and also in whose contact or relationship you come, because the account of blessings are needed more and more by you. You need to accumulate this account more and more. At present, the need is that you accumulate a larger account, that is, earn more income of blessings of souls, so that from Copper Age onwards, even from your physical images or idols, people continue to receive blessings. That is, you have to accumulate so many blessings now from souls that from Copper Age onwards, your idols will give blessings, because because now is the only time to accumulate the blessings, and later on from Copper Age onwards you will only be giving and giving. So it's only one birth for accumulating the blessings. Therefore, there is no need to ask questions what to do. Instead, pay attention to your self stage and continue to move forward in service. What will happen? Don't think in this way. Whatever will happen will be very good for Brahmin souls. Everything is always good. Everything has been good, is good, and will always be good. But Brother Golo, your instrument fell down. So for those who maintain a balance, it is always good, will always be good. So did you hear? What did you hear? There is no need to ask questions, no need to be surprised at anything, no need to think in a surprising manner. Finish all questions, finish all surprises. Don't say, oh, hope this doesn't happen or that doesn't happen, or what will happen and what will not happen, because these thoughts will only make your stage fluctuate. Did you understand? Many new children have come
to this kalam.
All those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, raise your hand. Those who have come for the first time in this kalpa to meet Bap Dada, raise your hand. And many hands go up. I think nearly one fourth of the audience is raising their hand. There are about 10,000 Brahmins sitting in the audience, and I think about at least 2,000 to 3,000 must be those who are first timers. So, Bap Dada, is very happy to see his new children. Bap Dada welcomes his new children with great joy. Welcome, my new children, welcome. It's good. That you have come before the end. It's good because you at least reach at the time when there are meetings happening. Even if you have come late, still you have a chance to move ahead. Therefore, you claim the golden chance. From Gujarat, hasn't it? Any who has come from Gujarat? There are the Kumaris who had the surrender ceremony in Ahmedabad in the Mela. They have come. I think about 43 Kumaris, over 40 Kumaris. They had the surrender ceremony during the Mela in Ahmedabad. So they are standing, it's a big group. So 54 teachers. Very good, you had your surrender ceremony and a very good service was done during that program. You celebrated also. You made the fortune of doing service. Now, you have to celebrate another type of surrender ceremony, is it not? Or have you already done your surrender ceremony and that's it? Bap Dada will say to you that now you have to celebrate the ceremony of becoming, of being liberated. Raise your hand if you say that, yes, we are going to celebrate such a ceremony too of being liberated. And they are raising their hand. Ahmedabad has a blessing. Ahmedabad is blessed. It receives the fruit of service. And it also receives the strength of service. Fruit and strength. Phal and bal. Phal means fruit, bal means strength. Now you have to celebrate such a ceremony. And then Bap Dada will congratulate you. Is it okay? First, I have to do. See yourself for that. Don't see someone else. Don't say, let my seniors do, then I will do. No, first I have to do. So, is it okay? Sit together and have a chit chat on this. Share your experiences and encourage the others to move forward. Very good. Yes, sit down. Yes, education wing. There was a 15 days training for teachers and other brothers who came for education wing training, living values training. They were having that training in Madhuban for 15 days from 5th to 20th of this month. Yesterday was their last day, and Sister Mila came all the way from Mauritius to give them the training. Also Sister Leela from Hyderabad. Baba is asking them, did you enjoy the training? There are about 85 teachers and some brothers who underwent this training. Now you will move forward in this type of service, won't you? It was very good. But as Bap Dada mentioned in today's, Murli mentioned today, that you have to also train your own self. First, the training of the self. And then along with that, simultaneously the training for others. There should be double training taking place at the same time. Do a double task and continue to move forward. Keep on flying. You are the ones who keep on flying, aren't you? Very good. make this training which you have had in Madhuban an imperishable one. Just as you have a determined thought to take a chance and move forward or take a leap ahead in service, similarly, also take a chance of making your stage, is it okay? Bap Dada will see who will claim the first number. That is, who will maintain a balance and win. Very good. Okay, sit down. Punjab zone were the Sevadharis in this group. All brothers and sisters from Punjab, Papa wants them to stand up. The zone in charge is Achal Benji. She is sitting. She is in the front row. Achal Ben, Raj Ben, Prem Ben, all these are the seniors of Punjab zone. There are many brothers too. Brothers Pandavs, stand up. Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, there are four states. It's called the Northern Zone, Punjab Zone. So all these sisters and brothers have been Sevadharis, or are Sevadharis in this group. Baba is giving them drishti. Very good, big group. I think they are about 500 or more than 500. Very good. There are more teachers, more sisters than brothers. And Baba says, Dada congratulates all brothers and sisters of all children of Punjab for one particular reason. Do you know why Bab Dada congratulates you? Punjab has worked very hard to make the barren land into a fertile land. They have done very good progress in this task because, as you know, Punjab service was very difficult at the beginning, but now it's flourishing very well. So Baba is congratulating them. Congratulations to Punjab. That service is flourishing very well now. And also Punjab is known as Sher Punjab, the lion of Punjab, the lioness of Punjab. Your dadi was called lioness of Punjab. Papa is remembering Chandramani dadi, the lioness of Punjab. So all of you are lions, aren't you? Who what will a lion do? Will it hunt a goat? So a lion will not go for a goat. And everyone laughs. So you are lions and lionesses. You won't go looking for goats. But a number one lion is the one who hunts a lion. Then therefore, well, the land has become quite fertile now. That is, more and more people are showing interest, and Baba's service is expanding there very well. So, you have to now create special heirs. This is hunting a lion. Finding a lion. Do the hunt of a Manleshwara, a guru, a swami, a sannyasi, a big Mahamandleshwar who has a big ashram. So Baba always tells them that is, they should come and surrender to you. You have to do this job, is it not? In the next season. You will bring heirs, won't you? You will bring heirs, won't you? And they will say, okay, even if they are not completely dead, doesn't matter, you can bring them half alive and here they will die. That is, they will surrender completely. Baba is cooperating in this way. He is telling that here Baba will do the other side of the magic. Your side should be that you should be able to bring such heirs here. Big hunt. Baba will see in the next season how many heirs come to Madhuban from Punjab. Very good. The fragrance of service is very good. All of you are satisfied and you satisfy others too. Okay. Congratulations. Okay, sit down. And Mohini Ben is reminding Baba, Baba, there are so many double foreigners sitting here. About a little over 400 double foreigners are sitting here. Yes, stand up, all double foreigners. All the double foreigners, please stand up. There are so many teachers here, they're all sitting in the front. There is Sister Luciana from Brazil, Wadi from Miami, Maureen from London, and also Sister Liz has come from London, Sister Rajni, Sister Meera, Bhavna, Gemini, Pratibha from Africa, and so many teachers are here. Jyanti Ben is sitting right in the front. Dr. Nirmala is here. Sister Jyoti from Dubai. Sister Chandru. Sister Hansa. Dr. Hansa from Texas, Sister Himlata from Trinidad, all are here, and so many more from nearly 30 countries, I think, they are here. We had a wonderful retreat in which there were more than 200 participants. Well, I have to continue the transmission and I have to continue speaking, but Baba is giving drishti to the double foreigners. Very powerful drishti. Baba is looking around as the double foreigners are seated all over in the front, on the left, in the front and on the right, and Baba continues to speak. In foreign lands, there is one great speciality which Bab Dada likes very much, which is that everyone has great zeal and enthusiasm. That in every corner of the world, Baba's place should be established. That is, there should be Baba's center everywhere, in every corner of the world. You have done it, and you're doing it more and more. How many new centers have you established this year? That Baba is asking. Daddy Janki is sitting in front, Dr. Nirmala, Jinti Ben, Baba is asking them and the others to at least 12, 15. They are saying 12 to 15. So very good enthusiasm. Baba's message should reach everyone. This is your aim, and this aim is very good. Wherever you go and do service, there you make someone or the other instrumental for service in that area. This aim is very good, which you have kept. This is your speciality. Each one of you gives himself in service, that is, he offers himself that I can serve, I can be of some use to you in whatever way you want, and in this way, by giving one's own offer, he is able to move forward, because each one's desire is that in every home Baba's message should reach. Therefore, it's very good that you have so much zeal and enthusiasm in you. Therefore, Bhaktada,
advance me, aage badhne ki mubarak.
Congratulates you for your zeal and enthusiasm, and also congratulates you much more for this zeal and enthusiasm to continue, and you keep moving ahead more and more. Bhaktada tells his world benefactor children, the double foreigners who are giving benefit to the whole world, that now along with service you have to also maintain a balance of self-service, and in this way claim number one. Even in this you have to become number one, you have to attain that stage of balance of self-service and service of others, is it not? You have to become that, is it not? And when will that, will it be 1999? Will you reach that stage of balance of self-service and world service? Will it be 1999 or will it be in 2000? So don't say then, but say now. You have to give the evident fruit of the sustenance you have received from Avyakt Bap Dada. Just as
Avyakt Bap,
when Brahma Baba became Avyakt,
Sthiti Dwara,
through his
karma,
Avyakt stage or his bodiless stage, he became karmatit, he freed himself from all bondages. And also invoked you since then, and therefore you have taken sustenance from Bap Dada in an avyakt form as well. So now it's time that you give a response to avyakt Bap Dada in the form of becoming avyakt yourselves, that is, becoming bodiless yourselves. This is the proof you have to give to avyakt Bhav Dada. You will be able to give the proof by maintaining a balance of self-service and world-service. Is it okay? Do you accept this? Do you accept it? Yes? I have to do it. I must do it. I will do it. This is what you have to say. Bhav Dada doesn't like when children say, I'll try, I'll see that I can do it. No, I must do it. I will do it. I say it. Say in Hindi, karna hi hai. What do you say in English? I will do it. Say in English. Baba wants you to speak in English. I will do it. Say, I will do it. Chanti ben, I will do it. I will do it. Say together. I will do it. Now those who are watching on the television, who are getting the video or the audio all in every part of the world, you are also saying the same thing, aren't you? I will do it. Baba is seeing those children who are watching through television or hearing live, whether they are in India or are abroad, but everyone is so enthusiastic, Baba can see them. Each one is saying, yes, I have to do it and I will do it. Therefore, congratulations to you in advance. Now you may sit down. Jayanti Ben is saying something to Baba. Jayanti Ben said something to Baba, and I think she is wanting some people to stand up. I can't hear from here. Tell her to speak at the mic, then I can hear, then I can announce. So Jayanti Ben is coming on the stage to announce something, and she wants them to stand up so that Baba may see them.
Those who have come from the new countries.
Oh, so she wants those souls who are coming from new countries.
Croatia, Slovenia, Israel, China, Turkey, Uruguay.
All these are new countries.
And all those double foreigners who are here for the first time, if you could stand up.
All those foreigners who have come for the first time in Madhuban. Baba is giving them drishti as some are from new countries and the others are those who have come for the first time, so they're all standing up in front of Baba, and Baba is giving them drishti. Baba speaks. You are the ones who are going to claim number one. That is, you are going to come first, aren't you? Very good.
Better.
You may sit down.
Retreat guests who are
there
here.
There are some retreat guests dinner? Too.
The guests who are here.
The retreat guests. They have stayed on for meeting Baba. They have progressed so well, so quickly that they could get a chance to meet Baba. So Baba is giving them drishti. They are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8 retreat guests who have now become Baba's very strong children, and Baba speaks to them. Very good. You came as guests. And you claimed the rights from the father. Aren't you the ones who have claimed the rights from the father? Aren't you? Have you claimed all rights from the father? Baba is looking at Liz. Yes, Liz, Sister Liz. Very good. You have become strong, haven't you? Yes? Are you strong? Yes? Very good. Very good. Baba has no words. I was so happy to see you. So very good. This gives everything. You have come and now you keep on moving forward. So you may sit down. Muni Ben is telling something to Baba. Yes, the trustees of the Global Hospital are here, and nearby is the leader, the managing trustee, then there's Dr. Ashok Mehta, there is Brother Sanjay, and Brother K. Vatumal, Vadwaji, and so many others who are the trustees of the Global Hospital. They are all standing. Dr. Pratap, Kishore Bhai, all these are trustees of the Global Hospital. You are double trustees. Firstly, you are trustees in your family life.
Hospital.
And secondly, you are trustees of the Global Hospital.
Hospital.
So trustees of your family, that is trustees in life and trustees of the hospital. Very good. The Global Hospital is serving souls as well as bodies. So double service is taking place. As you are the instrumental souls of the Global Hospital, therefore you receive double blessings as you are the instrumental souls of the hospital. You have made very good plans, haven't you? Because you know they came 2 days back and did a big meeting. They have made new plans, Baba is saying. You made good plans. Very good. Even Sanjay, Baba is looking at Sanjay as well as Dr. Ashok Mehta. You have reached. Very good. Dr. Ashok Mehta has done a lot of service. He went to many countries, and Baba is telling him that to take a chance in service is to become a chancellor, not that chancellor of a university, but spiritual chancellor. Because Dr. Ashok Mehta, as you know, went on a long trip. He went to South America and many countries. So Baba says, you come back and you took a chance in service, became a chancellor, very good group of the trustees. Shashi Ben is telling Baba that, I don't know what she said. Yes, something. There's some conversation going on between the daddies. Nimabai and Dr. Nirmala has just got up and probably she's inviting someone. Yes, Australians who participated in the retreat, that is, who worked very hard in the we are going to have a very big pavilion there. There will be a temporary structure, of course, and in that pavilion we will have many things on display, especially pertaining to peace. It's a very big project and the expense will be about $300,000 to $400,000 maybe. And Baba says, wherever there is zeal and enthusiasm and each one is of the same opinion, everyone is of the same opinion, is it? So where there's one opinion, there is definite success there. It's good. Do it. Go ahead. You have to glorify Baba's name in foreign lands. Very good. So it's a very big project and it's going to be a vast scale program there in the Peace Pavilion. Baba has got a very big piece of land there and they are going to have many things on display in the year 2000. Brother Robin is showing what he has on paper about the Peace Project, the Peace Pavilion. It's a book. And Moini Ben is saying something to Baba. Baba nods his head. The brothers and sisters of Bharat. Now Baba spoke to double foreigners, Baba spoke to the sisters who surrendered, Baba spoke to the teachers with their training, and now Baba speaks to those who have come from different parts of Bharat, that those who are of Bharat are very proud because God descends in this land, God comes in Bharat. And when you come to meet Baba, you are coming in your own land, so it is double intoxication in you, is it not? You are living in Bharat, and it is Bharat which has given Baba's message abroad in foreign lands.
Finish, baby.
you have found your own family members who went away to foreign lands and have made one big family. This is why to the children of Bharat, so the children of Bharat are of great importance. The importance of Bharat is going to increase and increase, and therefore the importance of Bharat, the residence of Bharat, is also going to increase. Therefore, to all the new children or the old children of Bharat, who have reached here with great love, to them Bap Dada reciprocates for their love with all the love. Bap Dada is very happy to see the service taking place in all four corners of Bharat too. And Baba is also happy to see that you stay happy. Aren't you all happy? You stay happy, don't you? Hope it's not that happy one moment and not happy the other moment. You have to be constantly happy. You have received the special treasure of happiness from the Father, which you have to keep with you all the time. Never leave this treasure of happiness. Be always happy. And Baba continues to give a long drishti, very powerful drishti in the whole hall. Baba is looking straight to the children sitting in front of Baba, and also looking at the back. The hall is nearly full, but still there are some areas where it is vacant. of the Murli. So Baba is giving them Drishti. Okay.
Sarva. Slisht. Bhagya.
To all the most fortunate children in all four directions, to the most elevated souls who are fully accomplished in all treasures, all the knowledgeable souls who maintain a balance of self-service and service of others, to all the powerful souls, who are free from all bondages, who are liberated in life, to such souls, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar, and Namaste. So Bap Dada has completed the Murli, and now the Dadis will go on the stage.